It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's Wednesday. It's the International Day of the Woman. We'll celebrate today on the Nicole Sandler Show, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific on Progressive Voices or wherever you get your podcasts. Tucker Carlson stepped in it again last night for the second night in a row as he attempts to use the 41,000 plus hours of surveillance video from the Capitol on January 6th given to him exclusively by Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy due to what he calls in true Orwellian doublespeak transparency. This report is from Fox, not news, really.
The never-before-seen video presented a different narrative compared to the violent storyline curated by the 1-6 committee.
The January 6th committee has deliberately tried to create the impression that most folks who came here are the terrorists, and that's just wrong.
New pictures showed people strolling around the Capitol sightseeing, Capitol Police even mingling with the intruders. But other Republicans paint a different picture of January 6th.
There were a lot of people in the Capitol at the time who I think were scared for their lives. So you can, you know, however you want to describe it, but it was an attack on the Capitol.
When you come into the chambers, when you start opening the members' desks, when you stand up in their balcony, to somehow put that in the same category as a, you know, permitted peaceful protest is just a lie.
Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says, quote, the opinion program never reached out to the department to provide accurate context. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees with Manger that the new video lacks a proper frame of reference.
My concern is how it was depicted, which is a different issue. Clearly, the chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes what most of us witnessed firsthand.
McConnell questioned how the show handled the video on the air.
It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
Rioters outmanned officers 58-1. A congressional security source tells Fox the mob controlled the Capitol for nearly 2.5 hours. That's why officers appeared to chat casually with rioters.
Officers do what they can to de-escalate situations rather than escalate the situation into something worse. It's really a form of self-preservation.
Manger said the program cherry-picked from the calmer moments and doesn't show the chaos and violence. The Capitol Police wouldn't comment for this story. Sund lost his job because of the riot.
The level of violence I saw on January 6th was something I had not seen before. I just don't think the depiction that it was, you know, a walk in the park is true and accurate.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy promised to release all video from congressional security cameras.
The American public should actually see all what happened instead of a report that's written for a political basis.
Democrats argue the tape release exposes security vulnerabilities.
Speaker McCarthy has played a treacherous game by catering to the hard right.
The feds have arrested 999 defendants connected to the riot. 106 were charged with using a deadly weapon. They assaulted 140 police officers, some so badly they'll never return to work. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was seen walking in the new video by himself. He died the next day from a blood clot. Sicknick's partner, Sandra Garza, said she's appalled, and the video downplayed his death.
It's amazing that Fox actually ran a legitimate news story about disinformation being spewed to its massive, almost captive audience. But they still haven't, and apparently won't, cover the even bigger story about the gaslighting and actual lies that the cable channel's primetime hosts pushed that led to the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox. Dominion has been releasing troves of damning documents, which explicitly show the depths of deception that Fox engaged in, from the on-air hosts all the way up to Rupert Murdoch himself, in order to stop the audience migration away from Fox and the drop in the price of their stock. In Dominion's latest release just yesterday, we got some insights into what Tucker Carlson actually thinks, despite his saying the opposite on air. One prime example, on air, Carlson has defended the former guy and his big lie about winning the 2020 presidential election. But in one of his newly released texts, Carlson wrote of Trump, quote, I hate him passionately. What he's good at is destroying things. He's the undisputed world champion of that. He could easily destroy us if we play it wrong. Fox, which calls itself news but obviously isn't, is not reporting on the Dominion lawsuit at all. Got it? Good. In other news, Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified before the Senate Banking Committee on Tuesday, where he basically said that because the economy is doing so well and we're experiencing an all-time record low unemployment rate, we need to slow it down. I get that inflation is bad, but isn't a strong economy and low unemployment the goal here? Elizabeth Warren appeared to agree, as she had a few words for Mr. Powell yesterday.
Right now, the unemployment rate is 3.4%, which is the lowest in 54 years. And we actually don't think that we need to see a sharp or enormous increase in unemployment to get inflation under control.
I'm looking at your projections. Do you call laying off 2 million people this year not a sharp increase in unemployment?
4.5%.
Explain that to the 2 million families who are going to be out of work. We need a Fed that will fight for families. And if you're not going to lead that charge, we need someone at the Fed who will. I got
and that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.